anniversary. We can talk to Steve Hart. He's what's called a survivalist or a sort of modern-day prepper, runs the country's biggest survival and prepping website. So have you read the Protect and Survive pamphlet? Is this the kind of thing that inspires you, Steve?
Yeah, hello there, Adrian.
Hi.
I've shifted through it a little bit. I mean, it's old hat stuff now, really. We're going back quite a few years. So, but I have read it, yes.
And so what got this started for you then?
Prepping in itself, everybody's a prepper in their own right. They just don't realise it. It's just to what level you decide to go.
Okay, so if you've got any tinned food in your pantry, then you're a prepper.
Yeah, or if you've got a spare tyre in your car, same thing, or a toolkit in your car. It's the same thing. I mean, no one drives down the road without a spare tyre. They all think, oh, what if I get a puncture? Well, that's, you know, that is basic prepping, to be honest with you. But the preppers in this country, of which there are many, it's a very underground movement at the moment, but there are many, many preppers. We tend to take it just a little bit further and just prepare for different scenarios that could happen.
So what kind of scenarios are worrying you?
I wouldn't say it's actually worrying me. I mean, for me, prepping is a absolutely fantastic hobby. It's a massive, massive hobby. It's a really interesting subject. But there are various levels. I mean, we're talking here, or you're talking about, bringing nuclear concerns to people. Nuclear attack is actually way down on a prepper's list. The same as, a nuclear power station exploding. That's way down on our list.
So what's at the top of the list, then?
Realistically, for most preppers, it's actually economic collapse, believe it or not. That's the most unstable thing in the world at the moment, is our current economy. If we take America, for example, America's in debt to some unbelievable figure, trillions upon trillions of dollars going up in millions every day, massive debts. If these were all to get foreclosed and the stock market would start to go into freefall, the whole country would just, the whole world in effect, would just go downhill very, very quickly. A loaf of bread would cost hundreds upon hundreds of pounds. That's one of the major concerns.
So how do you prepare for that then? So you keep cash, I would have thought. I don't want to get you burgled or anything, but presumably you must have some readies to buy stuff with.
Well, you see, the problem is if you had economic collapse, then readies would be pretty useless. Because,
okay, but if it's a semi-collapse and you just can't get stuff out of cash machines, then and nobody's accepting credit cards, then it would come in handy. Are you going to have? Gold ingots or something? What are you going to trade with?
No, personally, I don't think things like that are of any use. The most valuable things are going to be literally food and water. As simple as that.
So how much water do you have in stock?
Well, I have some. Right? I probably have maybe 20, 25-gallon drums stored.
25 gallon drum? How big is your house?
No, I have a separate storage area. I don't store anything in my house for specific reasons, because I run a very big website. I'm easily trackable. I don't have anything at my house, but what is more essential is to have water filtering knowledge and equipment, which isn't very, it's very cheap nowadays to get very, very good water filtering and purification equipment that will last you literally for years, and you can filter out stagnant water, and then you're covered.
But there's a terrible irony in prospect here, is that the something dreadful happens and you're stock alone in your house, but you know all your stuff's in your warehouse, so you could be the great survivalist, the great prepper, but prepped everything, but it's not in your house. So you're toast with the rest of us.
it's not quite like that. Everybody tries to allow for a plan A and a plan B and even a plan C. What you're suggesting there is I couldn't get to the place where my, shall we say, stash or survival equipment and supplies are. I can, basically. Unless I was severely injured and couldn't move, that would be the only problem. But nobody in their house has got supplies, especially food and water, for much more than a few weeks. People would go downhill very, very quickly should there be a major disaster in this country, and even worse if it was global.
Okay, so really just give us three sort of, no disrespect, but non-eccentric things, common sense things that we might think about. So keeping a stock of water,
yes,
be one thing.
Yeah, a small stock. You don't need a lot, but bear in mind that if you have none, you're realistically, you only last about 3 days without any water, and that's not a long time if you haven't prepared for it. Food, you can last a month without any food, but take a scenario. If you got home tonight, Adrian, you've got home, you've had a hard day, you've done a great show, you're exhausted, you walk in the door and all the power goes down. We have a complete national blackout. But that blackout doesn't just last for one night or two nights. It's complete for whatever reason. Yeah. Now, what are you going to do? One, immediately, can you lay your hands on equipment to cook yourself some food, to heat the house, to warm yourself? All these things, basic survival needs, are you able to do them? Do you even have a torch at hand, you know? I mean, you're not going to be able to start charging your iPhone and things and talking to people, and chances are all the communications are down anyway. So what do you do? Your food in the fridge is defrosting rapidly. You can't cook it and eat it all in one go. So within a week, and seriously, within a week, you're going to be panicking, you know?
Point taken. Look, Steve, thanks very much. It's really nice talking to you.
No worries. Thanks for having me on. Thanks very much.
Not at all. Steve Hart, a top survivalist, a prepper, if you like, with some sound enough advice there.